Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We're continuing on in a message I've entitled, One Thing is Needful. And those were actually the words of Jesus that are recorded in the Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 42. Jesus is responding to Martha, who was basically complaining that Mary was just sitting at Jesus' feet and she was left to do all the preparing of the meal and the hospitality thing. And he said in verse 42, but one thing is needful, he said to Martha, he said, because you're careful and troubled about many things. Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. And so, the important lesson, I believe, for us to learn is that we need not only to be in fellowship with the Lord in a daily way so that He can minister to us the things that we most need, are most urgent and necessary for our lives at that time. We go through seasons in our lives and we need the Lord's mercies. They're new every morning. We need His grace, His mercy, His understanding and wisdom and discernment for that very day that we are going to go through with His help and grace. And so, as I was sharing about learning, because Mary was learning at the feet of Jesus, it consists of two things. One, learning new things, or it's a readjustment or replacement of present understanding with additional insight. And that, of course, is true. I mean, if we are saved, if we know the gospel, then our continuing spiritual growth depends on a greater understanding of revelation of the Word of God. And so we need to be flexible, which is basically the ability to grow spiritually, flexible and malleable as clay is in the potter's hand. It has, in order for that pot to be made into the image that the potter wants, it has to be flexible, or another word is malleable, able to be conformed, changed, subject to influence the hands of the potter. And so, a wise person will want to learn. We have to understand that we need to learn new things, to be flexible to the things that we already have understood, that we are not only have a database, if you will, of knowledge, but that we are capable of conforming and changing to new situations, new insight, new learning. And so we have to be flexible. Now, on a physical level, if you will, analogy, if we will use our muscles, if we stretch them, it will allow us to be flexible. If we don't exercise the muscles, then we tend to get stiff. And so on a physical level, stretching is important. In fact, if you notice, if you have a cat or dog, one of the first things they do when they get up is they stretch. Why? Because they're stretching their muscles. They're making them what useful for the movements and motion that they're going to be entering into if they wake up from a nap. And so we also have to have flexibility in terms of the spiritual realm, in terms of spiritual maturity. In Hebrews, the 5th chapter, verse 14, the word says, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, in other words, those who are mature, even those, listen to these words, who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. That use of that analogy of being flexible, of using, stretching, in various situations, we learn the things that are godly. And so if we want to excel, we have to be able to not only be flexible, but sustain activity. And that's how we learn. In the natural realm, you just can't, you know, stretch a muscle once, but there's a repetition. If you are working out in a physical way, you have to be able to have those muscles capable of being flexed, to bend, and especially repeatedly. So there's generally a repetition of that movement. And to in a flexible sense, our physical bodies will move our muscles so as to cause flexion of a joint. And so in a spiritual realm, that is developed by quality of use. And how does God develop spiritual flexibility, if you will? Well, obviously, there's many negative influences that come to us every day from the world, from our own flesh, from the devil. And there are a plethora, all kinds of negative things we're surrounded with in terms of the culture in which we're living. That's why if we develop patience and long-suffering, we are developing, if you will, spiritual muscles against the negative. And so another way of developing quality, if you will, of use in terms of those the spiritual fruit of the Spirit is persisting in the positive. Why? The devil, the world, our own flesh tells us just give up, just take a break, just rest. Now, I'm not talking about the normal times of rest and refreshing, which the Lord does want us to have. In fact, we'll get in trouble if we don't do that. But we are to persist in the positive. Galatians 6 and 9 says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So obviously, the fact that Paul wrote that to the Galatians, let us not be weary in well-doing, there's a very good possibility that we could become weary in well-doing. That's why patience and long-suffering, dealing with things we don't want to deal with, but having the grace of the Lord, the strength of the Lord to persevere as the righteous. We need to persist. We need to persevere. We need to be found constant, not weary in well-doing. We have to believe and ask God that He's going to give us the grace that we need to be able to be focused, to be able to be flexible, to be able to adjust to the various battles, the challenges that come our way. A just man's resilience is depicted in Proverbs 24:16. Listen to this. For a just man, or a good man, if you will, or a righteous man, falleth seven times. That's a picture of us. Sometimes we just repeatedly in the same area, it causes us grief, but we continue to fall. The Lord knows that. That's why we have all kinds of scripture to encourage us. You could feel like you've not fallen seven times, perhaps 70 times seven. But let me complete that scripture. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemies. When I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I should complete that Proverbs 24:16, for a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. They don't rise up, they end up in mischief. So the above fall into our province of responsibility before the Lord. In other words, we have a responsibility before the Lord to be flexible, to be able to sustain that patience, that long-suffering against the negative things that the enemy would bring against us, to triumph through the battles. Sometimes, you know, we might say, how long, O Lord? Am I going to have to confront and deal with these things? But the Lord, thank God, another promise, He won't allow us to be tested above what we are able. And so we have to understand that God wants to bring us to a place of spiritual maturity, that we can be restored, if you will, to an ideal or perfect state as much as possible in this life, where the peace of the Lord will not be taken from us, that we will be able to be peaceful and joyful, that we won't be like Martha, who was upset at Mary, who was just sitting at the feet of Jesus because she had all these issues. She had all these things she had to contend with. She had a responsibility before her. She was all by herself doing all of this. And that wasn't a bad thing. Indeed, it was a necessary thing, but the timing of it should have been with Mary at Jesus' feet. And when the time of teaching and instruction was over, whatever the Lord was sharing at that time, then a time of fellowship could ensue, a time where they could just enjoy the fellowship, talk about the things that Jesus had shared with them, and enjoy a meal together. The early church did that a great deal of the time. They continued in the apostles' doctrine and in breaking of bread, sharing with one another, going from house to house. And this is God's plan. The Lord's responsibility in delight is that we will be flexible in His hands, will be as clay in the potter's hands. We can't do it. You know, everything in this world is in a process of decay and deterioration. And hardness and rigidity come with age, not only in terms of our own lives. We get used to a pattern we don't want to change. That's true of even natural substances. You ever had plastic? If it's left out, it just breaks. It gets rigid. Well, in the natural, what gives freshness or flexibility to it? There are certain things like the natural agencies of water and oil. And both are significant and symbolic in Scripture of the Holy Spirit. So there's a penetrating effect of both. But we're going to wait and hold this sharing until tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join us. My time has flown by. I thank God for the prayerful support of the UCM partners, and I ask for your prayers and whatever God would speak to your heart in terms of helping us remain on this station. And also, if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.